You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
On August 11, 2014, station KQJO-FM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until June 1, 2020. Our license will expire on June 1, 2020. We must file an application for renewal with the FCC by February 3, 2020. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection at www.publicfiles.fcc.gov. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts related to our renewal application and to whether this station is operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the FCC by May 1st, 2020. Further information concerning the Commission's broadcast license renewal process is available at www.fcc.gov or directly from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhardt, Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
Could not touch anyone unless they became unclean. And yet when she heard about a man called Yahshua HaMashiach, not speaking in tongue, I'm speaking in Hebrew. When she heard about a man called Joshua or Jesus, this man who fed 5,000, this man who gave sight to the blind, this man who cast out demon-possessed men, when she heard about him, she knew if she could just touch him, she would be made whole. This woman was able to say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endured forever, because in her physical condition, she shouldn't have been able to reach him. But when Jesus passed by, the Lord said, anybody who come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. When Jesus passed by, you ought to be able to reach out and touch the one who healed the sick, gave sight to the blind. When Jesus passed by, you ought to be able to look to the hill from which cometh your help and know that your help comes from the Lord. When Jesus passed by, whatever your trials in life may be, whatever your situation may occur, all you have to do is look for Jesus and give thanks unto the Lord, because the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. It is while thanking God, Antioch, that we realize how blessed we are. Let me repeat it, because you missed your shout about 2 minutes ago. It is while thanking the Lord God, we realize how blessed we are. It is in thanking God that we can take time to count our blessings. It is in thanking God that we can take time to count our blessing. How many blessings have you had? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Yahweh Adonai, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. El Elyon, Elohim, Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Nobody like him. Nobody can compare to him, because his mercy endureth forever. That's the God that we serve. My brothers and sisters, the word in this text for thanks in the Hebrew is a Hebrew word that means reverence or worship. We thank him with extended hands and to make confession of who God is. He's a mighty God. My brothers and sisters, who is God? He has been called a supreme being, the creator and ruler of the universe, not just the world, and the source of all moral authority. Now, that word supreme means the highest in rank and authority. He is the greatest, the most powerful, and the highest. He is the self-existent one. He is the infinite, the almighty, the eternal, and the everlasting. That's the God we serve. But thanksgiving, on the other hand, refers to showing gratitude, being appreciative, giving recognition, acknowledging, giving credit and praise. How many times have you stopped? How many times have you stopped? How many times have you stopped and begin to thank the Lord for all that he has done for you? Brother Gaines, he brought us out of the cotton fields, put us in houses that we didn't own, cars that we thought we'd never drive. He put money in our bank, healing in our soul. In the heat of the day, he put a cloud over our head, and he gave us fire to warm us even at night. That's enough for us to thank the Lord for. Even though we lived in shotgun houses, we were happy because we were serving a Lord who's good. And even when we were hungry, the Lord sent somebody by, because he's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. And as a black people, as a black race of people, we ought to know that we can trust in the Lord, because the Lord is good and that his mercy endured forever. He's a great God, a mighty God, an everlasting God. And we ought to thank him each and every day that we live. How many times have you stopped and reflected back over where he brought you from? How many times have you shed tears about the Lord's love for you and I? Now, you know why our text read, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever." So let's examine the text. Oh, let's stop right there. The old seems insignificant, but remind me to pick it up at the end of the message. It seemed insignificant, but Brother Hinton, you got to remind me to pick this up in my old age, sometime. In this text, there are two reasons for giving thanks. The first is that God is good. And the second is that his mercy endureth forever. The 119th Psalm, verses 68 says, "You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees." The 145th Psalm, verse 9 states that the Lord is good to all he has compassion on, all he has made. The 34th Psalm, verse 8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is that man who take refuge in him." Antioch, God is good because he is a great God. He's good because God is changeless. He does not change. God is good because he's a mighty God. God is dependable, YOA. He'll be there when mother and father are gone. He's dependable. He is eternal. There's there was nothing that was before him. He is faithful, for Revelation tells us he is the faithful and true. He is great. He's great because of his love is unconditional. His mercy, because it endured forever. And his patience is that God is slow to anger. That's the God we serve. God is good. But God is merciful. When I think about God and God's mercy, is a love that responds to human needs in an unexpected or unmerited way. His love. That love, that mercy, is a love that responds to human needs in an unexpected or unmerited way. For at the core of God's mercy is his forgiveness. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That was for you and I. Father, Reverend Mathis is coming in the year 1951. I'm counting my age. But there'll be some things in his life that he will need forgiving for, but even though he have not gotten here, Father, I need you to forgive him. We fall down in life, but the price has already been paid for our fall and our failure. So, Father, I need you to forgive him, for he didn't know what he was doing. And even in the midst of his shortcoming, even in the midst of his missteps, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And Father, because there's a world that you created, for you said you love the world, for God so loved the world that you gave your one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Father, we know that your word cannot fail. So, Father, forgive them. 1 John 1:9 tells us, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us of our sin. It was Jesus who justified us. That word justify simply means that he just made us right. Because I had some stuff in me that was not right. Because Jesus said, I will make you right. I will justify you. Ephesians 1:7 say, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, God's unmerited favor, a God's inexhaustible supply of goodness. It was through Jesus' blood that he returned us back to God the Father Almighty. Not by who I am, but because of what Jesus has done for us. Matthew 6:12 says, for God, it tells us, has said, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. The Lord has power to forgive any debt. Acts 13:39, therefore, my friends, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sin is proclaimed to you. And yet God's mercy is his forgiveness. God's mercy is his forgiveness. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how many times you've done it. 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sins, that's plural, he's faithful and just. So all we have to do is get on our knees and repent, because the price has already been paid. When we think back over our life, if it had not been for the Lord, grace and...
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodward.